Jingles.
And we're back. It's a brand new season of the TK Jingles podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. We're going to feature some of the usual songs from the Tony Kornheiser Show and TKJingles.com. Today we're going to explore what this show is, what it could be, what it might be. We'll play a bunch of new songs. We'll have some familiar bits and some brand new bits, including a dip into the cesspool. We'll spend a little time on Mike Wilbon and his total lack of surprise. And then we got a special treat for you. Luke Overbay has his live set from TK Jingles Even Liver to share with you. We have a lot to play, a lot to catch up on, a lot to make up for. Stick around, it's going to be a great show.
Your show is back, not much has changed, except now you're on the third floor. Familiar bits that have made us smile since 1994. It's nice to know if this don't work out, you can fall back on your wealth. And the lawyers are all involved to save you from yourself. A brand new start, a brand new show. Some parts are new, but most are old. I miss the music. It's a brand new show.
It's a brand new start for Tony and a brand new start for me as well. So first things first, with this new season of the podcast, we'll let you know about a few changes we're making around here. So we have a new website, tkjingles.com, where you can find most of the songs you hear on today's show. There are also a few great undiscovered voices that you've never heard of on there, including Brad Weiss and myself. Really some great new talent for you to enjoy. I encourage you to go check out that website, tkjingles.com. Listen to some of the great new songs we hear on this show today. We also have an email address where you can send your thoughts about this show, podcast@tkjingles.com. If you'd like to submit a song for us to play on this show, you can send it to songs@tkjingles.com. If you'd like to be featured in the mailbag, you can email me mailbag@tkjingles.com. If you're interested in sponsorship opportunities, email sponsors@tkjingles.com. If you have feedback about one of Brad Weiss's jingles, you can email weiss@tkjingles.com. If you just have a case of the Mondays, email mondays@tkjingles.com. If you like cheese, let me know. And maybe tell me your favorite type by emailing cheese@tkjingles.com. If you're in the market for a new home, you can contact listings@tkjingles.com. If you have a craving for Chinese food, our kitchen is open from 7 a.m. to midnight every day. Contact us now, chinesefood@tkjingles.com. And finally, if you'd like to contact the Tony Kornheiser Show, I would love to help you with that. Email tonykornheisershow@tkjingles.com, and I will make sure that your email is relayed to the show and delivered. All right, so with this being a new season, I expect we have some new listeners here, and I wanted to explain to you what the TK Jingles podcast actually is. And I thought we would start by Tony explaining what his show is, and then segue into my explanation.
It's an adult talk show. We hope it's smart and funny. We have different people on every day. We go through the news of the day. It's got a sports component. It's got a political component. It's got a cultural component. You know, we're hoping to attract a bunch of listeners.
All right, so that's Tony's show. It's an adult talk show that's nominally about sports. And I've been listening for way longer than I ever thought I had, 10 years or something. And really enjoying it this whole time, even in the new incarnation and various things we've heard in his various on and off stints on the show. The TK Jingles podcast started about 2 years ago, and it was never meant for me just to be DJing over the jingles or just playing them straight up. It was meant to give you a behind-the-scenes look into all the silly songs from Tony's show and to showcase some of the unaired gems they didn't have time for on his show, maybe share some demos and other behind-the-scenes chatter or periodically talk with somebody from the show. But it was not meant to be a wrap-up show, like how the Howard Stern Sirius channel has a show of just four schlubs talking about what Howard talked about that week. Now, I think that could be great, but it would require a level of access that I don't have right now, not being in the studio every day. So, you know, that's something maybe Michael or Nigel or somebody else can do. One thing I can do, though, is a remix show. And to a certain point, I don't want to get a cease and desist letter here, but I'm going to now present another vision that I had for this podcast. It requires a lot more work than probably is worth doing unless this is an officially sanctioned part of the This Show Stinks LLC podcast network or something. But having five episodes of Tony chatting for a week, there are so many great stories that spawn so many great songs and so much in-studio chatter that if you could have a way to weave all of that together into an hour-long or two-hour-long recap show every Friday or every Saturday or something, I think that would be highly entertaining. So here, I took a look at the Friday, September 9th show, and from the 42-minute mark to the 46-minute mark, just put together a few clips of Tony talking along with some of the songs that were inspired by that chatter, just to give a preview of maybe what that remix might sound like without a lot of the, you know, inside information, but just some of the jingles and kind of how the community would respond to it.
When you say you don't have this job anymore, what happened? And I said, well, I was doing radio, and now I'm doing a podcast instead of radio, and I do a podcast. And he says, oh, and I explained to him what the podcast is. And I explained to him that I don't know how you can actually get it, but most people can figure it out. And he says, can I get it on my phone? I said, yes. Do you have a podcast app? And he said, I think so, but if I don't, I said, well, you can get it on iTunes. And I'm going through this very limited explanation of how to get a show that I don't know how to get.
Right.
I just don't know how to get.
Met with the manager at SunTrust Bank. Had to withdraw some cash for food. I carry paper money everywhere like it was 1982. I told William about the radio station and how I'm podcasting instead, and how desperate I am to make sure that I can get my beak wet. I asked him if he'd heard of Harry's razors, told him that they're German design. They work much better since they switched from using the North Korean kind. He asked me how he could access my podcast. I told him at This Show Stinks. He just stared at me perplexedly. What exactly does that mean? We grabbed a hold of his new iPhone. We got into the cloud. We clumsily tried to locate the show, but neither one knew how.
I don't use ATM cards.
No,
I don't do that.
Of course not.
I pay cash for groceries. I pay cash for gas.
And then you just carry all that cash in your wallet, or is it like in a Mad Money?
It's not that much
in a
money.
Coffee can
it's
in the freezer.
It's not that much money.
It's like a sack over his shoulder.
Well, no, but you pay cash for everything, so it's you got.
Yeah, and I got to tip the caddies.
Right, so you got a couple hundred bucks at any given time.
It's a first world problem. I understand tipping the caddies, but I've got
to
tip the caddies.
Have you been able to figure out?
What, do you not use cash?
Never.
Listen, Tone, I know that you think you gotta get cash at the bank. You don't want somebody telling you the way to pay to fill your tank. You're an old man now with pockets full of dough. And now you're telling total strangers on your show. Tell us about it. Tell us just how much you got. Giving every reason to ensure that you get robbed. Tell us about it. How you got $1,000. I knew that you were wealthy, not that you wanted to be mugged. Tell us about it. Tell us where your wallet's at. You got to tell us about it. Tell us now if you hate your cash. You got to tell us about it.
Do you use cash?
Never.
I'll use cash. Yeah, I'm a little bit 50-50 right now.
Do you use cash?
Only if I don't want my wife to know where I've been.
How do you deal with parking garages? Have you been able to figure that out?
I just don't go anymore. I don't go into parking. I just leave my car in the middle of the street and say, look, take care of this.
Or just get another one.
Some people say that it's not a big deal when you have to pay $5 to park. Most people know that it's common sense to carry at least one credit card. Most people hate just to wait in a line while an old man counts up his change. And though I know it's 2014, my God, don't you know who I am? I am a difficult man. Oh, yes, I am a difficult man.
In Florida, Brian Robinson, age 34, lives has been this past weekend. He and a couple of mates were like, oh, let's go fishing. And after we go fishing, let's all get a group tattoo together. The two friends got a small, very easy to do tattoo. Brian had something very intricate. So when the two friends were done, they said, Brian, we're ready to go. Come with us or, you know, or don't, but we're leaving right now. So Brian got up, he's got a half a tattoo on his back now, and he's very agitated. So as they were driving, he became increasingly agitated and then finally said, you know what? I'm just getting out of the truck. While it's driving, Robinson opened the door of the truck and jumped out. Now, the driver,
jumped out while it was moving.
Driver estimated he was decelerating at that point. Be like, Brian, what are you doing? Stop. 40 miles an hour.
Oi.
Unfortunately, this does not end well for Brian. His friends stopped the truck down the road and searched for him, could not find him, had to call the police. The police finally found his body. Brian Robinson is no more.
Jumped to my death from the back of a truck, 'cause I was angry about unfinished tattoos. Although they don't use my name on the news, the accused is a Florida man. I am a Florida man. Oh, yes, I am a Florida man.
Such as a small glimmer of maybe what the remix could be if we did the show more that way. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to do that all the time. The periodic interviews we've had, especially with Chuck Bell and Tony, were much more in that format where you'd have some chatter and then a song that was inspired by the chatter, and I love that. I wish I had more time for it, but hopefully you enjoyed that. Big thanks to Craig and Owings Mills for that Florida Man idea, Joe Arrow for his contribution to that first Innocent Man, and Robert Berg, of course, for his wonderful Old Man Gripe song earlier there in the segment. Now let's play some new songs from tkjingles.com. It's a website. You can find it online. Hear all the songs, except this one. This is an extended version of 99 Problems by Luke Overbay. And then a collaboration by Robert and KJ, Brad Weiss, Patrick Moffitt, and something by me.
You can't get the podcast off your bat, you schlub. I got 99 problems, but a click ain't one. Once upon a time in 2005, I download a podcast for around the first time. It took two clicks, it's utilitarian. Even antiquarian, septuagenarians could decrypt this algorithm if you cared enough. I've had various impediments, this is hairy one. Some might call me a little proletarian, and my monetary status is like carrier. Perhaps I should have practiced a little more yappiness. That's how Satch built stacks on the capital. I'm somewhere between millennial and Gen X, which means I'm entitled to being depressed. I've never went golfing with the president. I've never owned two homes and left one tenant list. I went up to where the tickets for Hamilton were kept. Said
Isaacson hooked me up.
They were not impressed with the promise from a mail. They said,
here's the check.
I have 0 pairs of bass shoes and I confess. How many rooms in my hotel? Well, that'd be none. I got 99 problems, but a click ain't one. Honestly, 99 problems, but a click ain't one. You having podcast problems off your bed, you schlub? I got 99 problems, but a click ain't one. Honestly.
Oh, time for Schwitz break.
If you're sweating all your problems off your bed, you schlub? I got 99 problems, but the Schwitz ain't one. I got acrid flows at my vacuoles. Billows of steam hitting on my active poles. Gland lactations from my pack of bros. You know every man in this bath has his robe. Saw a waiter through the paper and he lacks some clothes. His adipose makes me crave casserole. Nothing beats a slab of meat show, that's for sure. Ordered a T-bone, a dirt, then I asked for more. In the bar, watching the Cavs win the championship. chest bumps and towel slaps to celebrate our win. A little later in walks J.R. Smith to the bar slash sauna, asks for some beef tips, dropped his shirt on the floor, hasn't needed it since. Then he came back quick for another steak and a schvitz. Immediately after the parade was done, I got 99 problems, but the schvitz ain't one for me. 99 problems, but the schvitz ain't one. If you ain't sweating at your problems, I'm from Bethview Schlub. I got 99 problems, but the schvitz ain't one.
Let's see what's on the old Google machine this morning.
Time, weather, and...
Kelly Oubre's coming out.
Ooh, Kelly Oubre.
I was the 15th pick.
He's good.
And that's ridiculous. I deserve 30 minutes. Each and every game. Second team All-NBA in the summer league this year. And just like Paul Revere, this is my warning to Washington, D.C. Please have no doubt that I am swagging out. I'm swagging out.
That's a little bit niche. Let's see what else we got here. Surely a thrill you can't deny with a show that broadcasts worldwide. Call in.
Call in.
To a pine on the Joe Hadid Fresh Carpet Line. No, it's obsolete. What else we got?
Now here's Cooley and Kevin.
Nope. Let's see. Oh, this one's relevant. Let's do this one.
I quit my job, so did my son. Let's hemorrhage some money. I'll read the ads for audible.com for a fraction of. I want to own my content. I don't know what that means, but that's what Simmons told me. I regurgitate these things. Michael has convinced me it makes a lot of sense. But really, what do I care? It's his inheritance. Chris has the brains, I have the mouth. Bankruptcy is forthcoming. You think that's bad? Imagine me in swag that I got from the undies.
Once I was 80 years old, my children told me, if you have to send a text, don't sign it, Tony. Once I was 80 years old. I killed on radio, but thought I might get bigger by pushing underwear, the SeatGeek and Blue Apron dinners. But at the sink still eat ice cream with Calvert Woodley liquors. So bloody rich I went and bought the house next door, go figure. I was 87 years old, my children told me, go check yourself into assisted living. I was 87 years old. It didn't start this way. Newsday gave me my first chance, and soon I moved to Washington. My column, it's a big smash. And though my fingers will not type, I still can launch a podcast. Dan Snyder no longer employed, so now I'm back for less cash. Soon I'll be 90 years old. My shtick has grown cold. If it weren't for Alan Bubis, I'd be lonely. Soon I'll be 90 years old.
Heading across the bridge to Rowan Beach, and I'm thinking about all those years on 980. The summer wind is blowing through what's left of my hair. I called to tell Michael it is raining now, and he says, Dad, you should podcast from the browser about, and wouldn't you know it, the whole damn crew agreed. So here comes the Tony Kornheiser Show. It's the same old show that you used to know. Yeah, it still stinks. Nigel and the Monkey, Carmel and Gene, Gary Braun, we're not sure about Feinstein. Yeah, it still stinks.
There was a time when I was a show on sports radio with a cranky old host. He talked to his friends from September till June, and every few years he would go away too. Then one day, when he'd made enough cash, threw his contract for me right in the trash. He had a thought he could go it alone, called up Mark Shapiro on the phone. Tony said, Mark, let's work together again, like back at BTI on ESPN. And ever since that day, I am a podcast on the interweb, same old grumpy host and same old guest. Old people can find me, they say it's too hard, but somehow I'm crushing it on the iTunes charts. Tony's online. Oh, the irony. He's afraid of all of technology. The interwebs are home to podcasts like me, and podcasts like me are free. Gary Braun, Nigel Stern, Gene McManus, even Chris Eliza's talking politics. I'm the Tony Kornheiser Show. Although I left the radio, I still stink just as a podcast.
Now, all the songs that you've heard just now are available at tkjingles.com. And you can leave a comment. That last one there, Lost Boy, was originally conceived by two lyrics. I'm a podcast on the interwebs, and the interwebs are home to podcasts like me, and podcasts like me are free. So it was very gratifying to have a comment from KJ that basically said that was her favorite lyric, because that was the only reason I wrote that jingle, was because of that stupid idea that I wanted to incorporate that there. All right, now I'm going to do a read.
This is a transition.
Are you sick of wearing the same old underwear? That is to say, your same old underwear? Well, friends, suffer no more. Now, thanks to ReUndies, you can wear someone else's old underwear. That's right. For a reasonable fee, someone else's nasty old underwear can be sent to your door as often as you'd like. And for an extra $5 per pair, they will even clean it. And they won't clean it using any of that fancy modern-day soap all the millennials are talking about. No, ReUndies will perform a quick, soapless rinse in the Potomac River. Now, I haven't actually tried this product myself. I mean, let's face it, it sounds really, really disgusting. But I have contributed a few old pairs to the cause. So if you like this podcast and want to help us out, enter promo code BARF at ReUndies.com today. Thanks, friends. And now, back to the show. All right, now we should play some more new songs. So Tony was gone for quite a long time, and we've got some songs I wanted to play now that celebrate his return. KJ and Luke, John Fitzpatrick, Bill Bardo and Joe Arrow, Kyle and Joe Arrow, and myself with some new songs about Tony's new show.
In Rio, Ryan Lochte and his friends peed on a wall and then they played pretend. Morons, since you've been gone. Michael Phelps won the 200 fly. I bet LeClos would give Nigel a ride. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. But we didn't get your take when we really needed to.
Two.
And all the littles had to. Got cut from the team, 'cause he choked more than the MVP. Papelbon, since you've been gone. But we didn't get your take when we really needed to. Now I think that it's too late. But since you've been drops
where the Bengals at, Pops. Come on, let's do this. Turn it up. Now we're out on our own, let the podcast flow. Cause we done this before, it's the same damn show. Gonna rant, gonna rave, tell you where I've been. Still a wretch, gonna kvetch, and my skin is thin. You know I'm always talking, not above begging. Let me give you a quiz. Do you know who the star it is? This is my podcast. I am in control now. We don't need radio. Can't you figure out how to download my podcast? Gonna own my content for whatever that's worth. Guess we gonna find out. This is my podcast. How long will it last? Morning comes and I know what I wanna say. Woke at 4, taking notes, not a thing has changed. Tune in SportsCenter now, get the scores all straight. Didn't watch them last night cause they're on too late.
That's how I do.
All the guests are the same. And you know him by name. Michael tweeting his biz. But I don't know what that it is. Yeah, it's a podcast. I am in control now. We don't need no AM. We could use some sponsors. Welcome to my podcast. We got Alan Bubis to tell us how to do this. When do we get paid? This is my podcast.
Download it.
How long will it last?
Welcome to my podcast and crib. New spot, same crap. Got the big house, small house, Chessie ruling out back. Excuse me if no radio's making you sad. Left Marconi behind so I can run with the cash. Home run, slam dunk, touchdown pass. Nominally a sports show, but don't hold me to that. Another shot at Raju, yeah, that guy's an ass. My podcast, we got class.
This is my podcast. I am in control now. My revenue's way down. Just what have I done? Shipped into a podcast. How's this gonna work out? How long before I ask? Will you take me back? Download my podcast. Listen to the ads. Download my podcast.
Do you remember how he said he'd be back in September? Not on radio, but even better, on a podcast with Doggy Lane. Now he's on Google, asking sponsors not to be frugal. Got a gift till it hurts, remember. Need to bring in a million again. On his Google machine, the Bald Orange Jew, Tony and crew record a podcast that runs daily somewhere, plausibly live near the 2015. Where could it be beyond DC? A post office box for your mailings. So far, working out the kinks and reads for the SeatGeek. I know beyond a doubt that Tony will try some MeUndies soon. Super G. Saliza and more, the show's the same as before. Happy are we beyond DC. And so this show stinks, is what you say. Radio shows grow up to be podcasts, so now here we are. Mr. Tony's show has gone online, and it's climbing up the charts. And it still makes him sad to know his friends say subscribing is too hard. Tony's got a podcast, welcome to 2003. How it took this long is quite a mystery. Reverend Satch presiding over Old Guy Radio. The more I hear, the more it sounds the same. Tony's show is still the same.
Yeah, I mean, it really is exactly the same. He even kept these stupid songs. Why would he do that?
Yeah, Tony's show is still the same, but this podcast is different. And I'd like to remind you, we have some new email addresses. So if you'd like to send gifts to the show using the U.S. Postal Service, email fedex@tkjingles.com. If you notice suspicious activity in your neighborhood, email crimewatchers@tkjingles.com. To enter to win free tickets to see Paul McCartney, email stillsalty@tkjingles.com. If you're having problems with debt collectors, fax us, loans@tkjingles.com. If you might be a redneck, email redneck@tkjingles.com. And once again, and perhaps most importantly, you can join the conversation with Tony and the gang by emailing tonykornheiser@tkjingles.com. All right. Well, that sure was a tangent. Oh, speaking of tangents.
In a week, things happen.
Yes, they do.
And now we'll review.
Yes, we will.
Those things that happened.
The things that happened.
It's the speaking of tangents.
Week in review.
3, 2, 1.
What? Talk about who was going to go first.
I know. If you like nonsense, join KJ and I each week on the Speaking of Tangents podcast, where we discuss all sorts of random topics. We talk about things tangentially related to the Tony Kornheiser show and occasionally write a jingle about something we've discussed. But mainly, we just roll with the conversation wherever it happens to go. We also give some of our real thoughts, recommendations, and feedback, and there's potentially a special guest interview in every episode. Plus, our expert fantasy football analyst, Robert Berg, joins us each week in our deep dive segment to give updates and advice on our Littles Fantasy Football League. We may even comment about what's currently trending on Twitter, or literally anything else that happened that week, like the mystery of what happened to KJ's mailbox, or how many times has Jason been knocked unconscious? And of course, the age-old question of, are insurance companies actually evil? No, seriously, insurance seems to come up at some point, somehow, some way, every week that we've done this thing.
All that plus several conversational tangents. You can like our Speaking of Tangents podcast page on Facebook, and I'm sure that Speak Tangents would love to be your friend. And you can also email us at speakingoftangentspodcast@gmail.com. You can subscribe and listen to us at iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Just search for Speaking of Tangents. And lastly, you can find all of the links to everything I just mentioned here, the occasional blog post, leave comments, feedback, and much, much more on our website at speakingoftangents.com.
Speaking of tangents, remind me to tell you my story about Ric Flair sometime. I mean, woo!
I love snow peas, and I love you.
So joining the conversation with Tony is fun, but you know, there's a website, thiswebsitestinks.com, managed by Bill LaHecca, where there's a message board that you can talk about Tony's show every day. It's a wonderful place. It's also a cesspool. So I'd like to introduce a new segment, the Cesspool Post of the Week. Today's cesspool comment comes from Marley Kiss. Marley says, basically, Tony's new show is mild garbage, and the cast is unlistenable most of the time to most of the people of the board. No wonder it's the number one podcast out there right now. And then Bill Aheka aptly notes, to be fair, we are a cesspool. Okay, I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge a seminal moment in the history of the Tony Kornheiser Show. This past week, Michael Wilbon non-ironically admitted that he was surprised. So I wanted to play an old clip of Mike Wilbon not being surprised and a song that was inspired by that, along with a clip of Mike being surprised and a song that was inspired by that.
In the NBA, any surprises at all so far to you?
Surprises, no. Mm-hmm. No surprises.
If you pay attention to the NBA, you know the playoffs. They last 6 whole months.
Surprises, no surprises.
5 seeds sometimes beat the 4 seed. Yep, sometimes there's an upset, but mostly that's not true.
Surprises, no surprises.
Once the Mavericks lost to Golden State, but that was 10 years ago. The NBA has no surprises. Just like Will Bond, there's no surprises. No, Tony, there's no surprises, Michael.
So was Wilbon surprised?
Wilbon's never surprised. I was stunned. How about you?
Well, a little bit, Tony. I was surprised.
What just occurred? I never thought I'd live to hear what I just heard. Mike Wilbon is trying out some brand new words. I press rewind and even then I'm not assured. Is it really true? Did Mike do something Tony said he'd never do? Acknowledging surprise is something wholly new. I know my head's exploding, how about you? Even now I can't believe what Wilbon said. What Wilbon said, for everything there's a first time. Wilbon's surprise, Wilbon's surprise.
All right, now we have a special treat. Luke Overbay, who participated in TK Jingles Live 2016 Even Liver, has sent us in a live set. This features some of his observations of that night, along with performances of My Name Is and the Hamilton Director's Cut. So, Luke, the rest of the show is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Luke Overby. Yep, Jerry, you've been pronouncing my name the entire time wrong, too. I guess KJ and I are like the Joe Theismann of TK Jingles. So, I haven't shared any of my stories of Even Liver yet, so I'll go ahead and share some of mine now. First, I'd like to thank Jerry and the rest of the Jinglers for not only welcoming me and letting me perform with them, despite the fact that I had no discernible talent, but just how great and friendly everyone was. I missed the first one, so this was the first time I got to meet everyone, and everyone was just really wonderful. A couple highlights of the event itself. First of all, I couldn't believe the size of the crowd. That was just crazy. It was great to meet some of the littles, but I didn't have as much time as I'd like to meet them or the show people. I did meet Mark, which was great, and I had a good conversation with Michael and Liz Kornheiser. One personal moment may have been meeting Tony, and then as I was getting my picture taken with him by the professional cell phone photographer Liz Kornheiser, someone started yelling that I was supposed to go on stage in a minute. So I actually sprinted up the steps, threw my cell phone in the green room / storage closet, and then I walked on stage with seconds to spare before My Name Is came on. So then I get on stage and I did My Name Is, which was really fun, and the audience surprisingly started singing along, which was just great. Then we followed it immediately with the Hamilton jingle, which was also a ton of fun. It didn't come out perfectly performance-wise with some sound issues, but I noticed about halfway through that Tony had walked on the side of the stage to listen from there, and that was pretty cool, seeing him watch right from there. A couple other big highlights for me. I actually went into the audience for the live set, and it was really nice to actually just sit and listen to some of the talented other jinglers from in the audience. And this was kind of a surprise for me, but I think actually my favorite part was the Schwitzbrick. I listened to it from the side of the stairs next to the stage with KJ, and I just couldn't stop laughing the entire time. Lastly, I wish I would have had more time to just talk with the other jinglers and with the littles than I did. The one person I did get to talk to more with was Robert Berg, who I got to hang out with some before Even Liver and also the next day. That was great, and I wish I would have had at least that much time with some of the other people. That said, Robert in his memories mentioned talking jingle theory with me at an Indian fast food restaurant. While I agree that it was a great conversation, I disagree about him calling it a restaurant per se. I'd probably just put it at the level of a Wawa. Anyway, here's my live set as it is. First, I have a live version of My Name Is. And since Jason did his set unplugged, I figured I'd try to step it up and do mine even unpluggeder. I'm not sure if it came out any good, but I'll let you decide. And then I did the director's cut thing with Hamilton. I actually have a solo shortened live, in quotes, version of the Hamilton jingle too, but I wasn't sure if it would be more interesting for the podcast audience. So I just put the director's cut in here, and then I posted the one-take solo Hamilton live version on tkjingles.com. So without further ado, here it is. Huh. Yeah. Here we go. Shout out to Bagel City, y'all. Window Nation. Whoever the new sponsor's gonna be. TKJingles. Okay, here we go. Yo, yo, alrighty. This show is icy. It's so I can chill for kind bars and coffee graters, ice cream, and Triscuits with sea salt and brown ricey. Do you know who I be? I don't need to ask nicely. I'm here for free stuff and crushing enemies like cross country skiing freaks and Raju Narasetti. These are snow shovel situations. I may just take them and leave them with a hippo in my basement. And Will Ron said, I'm not surprised, man. I don't advertise this, but Magic and I are tied friends. My neighbor threw stuff in my trash bins. Then I got vindictive, bought their home, now they're evicted. I lay on the couch, eat Triscuits from a pouch, like a lazy marsupial, a lemur with a slouch. No Papawana squeezing the MVP's neck. So I got fed up and said, that's it, I'm boiling eggs. Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Spitball the Orange Guy.
Hi, my name is...
Huh?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Mr. Porthouser.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Do you know who I am?
Hi, my name is...
Huh?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Mr. Tony.
Stop the plane, I'm gonna hyperventilate. But I gotta pay to make them land it right away. I need heavy drugs. It's too scary to fly, but the flag I carried inside just makes me think of cherries and pines. Am I coming or going? Where's PTI? I need to start there every time if you need me to drive. But anyway, you won't see me arrive. I just want to get invited, blow it off, and be sleeping by 9. I profile people in TSA lanes and act like an agent. Hey, stop, measure the occasion. I gave Jeff Ma 50 because I'm rich and famous. Turns out he turned 50 into millions up in Vegas. I hand him the cash and asked, how would that do? Then he doubled down that I'm a dope, and he won that too. It's the mailbag. Get your faxes and notes. I'm gonna read them. Are you guys and gals, you folks? Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Look at me!
Hi, my name is...
Huh?
My name is...
is
Porno Girl Cabinet.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
you know who I am.
Hi, my name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My name is
Mr. Tony.
How does an orange bald man always full of bombast of talk?
So obviously the concept for this jingle was to focus on Tony's early life. So all of the main sections cover up through college. And then we just do a quick run through of after college at the conclusion.
When Estelle and Ira had a child.
This whole section right here, it originated from me trying to rhyme everything with Long Island, where Tony was born. But then I didn't end up even using Long Island in the song.
He grew guided by a desire to be a writer, so he penned opinion pieces on his teachers just to slide them.
Most of the song involved multiple iterations to get the flow and internal rhyme just right. I wrote the whole first draft all the way through first, and most of the jokes that I put in at the beginning are the ones that stayed in. This lollipop section right here is probably the only one that I wrote the first time and then didn't change at all afterward. The white and blue reference coming up is not actually even from the show that I can recall. I found it in an article that Tony had written about revisiting Camp Kiume later on as an adult and talking about the color wars that started with what they called the break.
And what's your name, cat?
Tony Kornheiser Man. His name is Tony Kornheiser, and soon he will be babbling on your airwaves. He'll fulminate.
In high school, Hewlett tended to be academic.
I first wrote this with a Jim Steinman joke in this high school section, but it didn't fit well with the Susan Pfeffer story, and the rhyme scheme didn't work as well either.
Carter went kinetic, but Susan's not moved.
What followed next was college at Hopper up in Binghamton.
These three sections with Susan Pfeffer, Wendy, and then the biology story, I actually went back and re-listened to those parts of when Tony talked about that on the show.
The
windows would detach and through the gap would walk a stack blonde. Tony got slack jawed.
This section of the jingle is probably the only part where I have more internal and connecting rhymes than the original song does, mostly hitting with that stacked and blonde sounds with a few others mixed in, like pixie sticks, stumbled, crumpled, and then ending with you'll pass, newsman, new grad.
Harry proved that, and soon the new grad would be a newsman.
At newsday, he would be a newsman. From New York, he was a Hewlett man.
Everybody just really killed the vocals on this.
Tony Kornheiser Man.
Tony Kornheiser Man.
A little salute to you.
And there's the reference to the TK salute.
Sports, but really info for love.
Jason's mixing on this is also really incredible. Especially on these choral sections. I think he doubled or even quadrupled up multiple voices in here to make it sound like an ensemble, when really we all recorded at different times in five different states.
That's not in my state.
At the Post, readers jumped on the bandwagon for his columns. Then Monday night, till John Gruden made it awesome.
But PTI's where he steady reckoning the dollars.
I came up with a ton of stuff for this part. Some alternatives were his neighbor doesn't exist, his adult kids leech off of him, his cell's locked again, Zika is coming for him, among others.
What's his name again?
Tony Kornheiser Man.
What's his name again? Luke Overby. Thank you, Luke, for sharing those memories. Sorry, I've been screwing up your name for quite some time. You know, one of the great unintended benefits of Penn Social totally blowing it with the audio recording is all these cool remixes and redos of even liver songs and acoustic versions and even unplugged versions from Luke there. So cool. So, folks, we will continue to do this podcast. I'd love to hear your feedback in all seriousness, podcast@tkjingles.com. You know, or songs at tkjingles.com or Chinese food at tkjingles.com, wherever you want to send it to. But send me your thoughts. I want to know you're listening because, You know, Tony has a show now 4 or 5 days a week. That's going. The jingles are part of it, but, you know, it's de-emphasized right now as they try to build an audience and grow that whole thing. So I'd like the show to continue to be a place that you can enjoy these songs and help to kind of foster this community and keep it going. Michael told me last week that he wants to maintain the strong connection with the jingle community that there is today. You know, but due to the legal reviews and things they have now with their show, there's a an even more arm's length approach, I think, to what we're doing here. And the, you know, that will be what it is. But, you know, there is still an interest there, and I hope we can continue to maintain that close relationship. So send me your thoughts, send me your feedback. Let me know what you thought of today's episode. Let me know what you want to hear more of, less of, otherwise. And if I don't like it, I'll just block you on Twitter. But if I do like it, I'll incorporate it next week in the next episode of the podcast. So thanks for listening, folks. It's always fun to do this, and I hope to keep doing it for a while more.
But remember the Jingle Fest? I walked into the Jingle Fest and was stunned.
At how young?
That, you know, the handicap ramp wasn't being used that much. Yeah. There were a lot of young people there.
Rolling down the streets of D.C. Who's that over there that I see?
It's Chuck Bell. Yeah. He's a weatherman on Channel 4. Yeah, did you know he's from Georgia? Talking to Chuck Bell. His forecast will give you nightmares, but he's smiling, he don't care. Let's hear it for Chuck Bell, Chuck Bell, Chuck Bell.